Indonesia fiercely opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq, so much so that some politicians there called for breaking ties with the United States. Relations have also been strained since January, when Indonesia was added to a list of Muslim countries whose men living in the United States must register with immigration officials. As Kelly McEvers reports from Jakarta, tensions with Washington are making it easier for militants to espouse anti-Americanism.
Officials say more than 40,000 Indonesians live and work in the U.S. illegally. Mostly men, they often seek jobs on cruise ships and then make their way to the mainland.
This is my main house, you know. So, you know, the roof, they fall down. I need to fix that. I need some money, but, you know.
Timbul Adrian Sahad left his cruise ship after 10 months and then worked in factories and restaurants in Philadelphia. Earlier this year, Sahad heard about the new program that required him to register with U.S. immigration. He immediately caught a plane back to Jakarta for fear of being jailed or deported. He reunited with his wife, who works in an Indonesian factory, for about an eighth of what he made in the U.S. Sahad himself is having trouble finding work.
We are not terrorists. We love to stay in the United States for work, for the money. American people not like the job, like in, you know, 1 hour, $6 or $7. Only us, illegal people, you know.
Three of Sahad's friends recently returned from the U.S., also fearing detention. They say they like America, but this new registration program may be changing their minds about the country they left behind. It certainly has cooled relations between Indonesian religious leaders and the Bush administration. In February, two prominent Muslim leaders, usually seen as U.S. friendly, refused to attend an annual prayer breakfast in Washington. Sajafi Ima'arif is one of those two leaders. His group, Muhammadiyya, claims some 25 million followers. He agrees that security should be tightened, particularly following the deadly October bombing in Bali that killed nearly 200 people, most of them tourists. But Ma'arif says the new U.S. immigration program discriminates against Muslims.
Yeah, we have terrorism here. Okay, I know that. But the Indonesian people who have been working in U.S., I think they are good people. They are good workers also. And now they have to face the difficulties because of government's suspicion, particularly the Muslims. I think the Bush administration should reconsider this policy.
The policy requires men from 25 predominantly Muslim countries to register with U.S. officials or risk being deported. It is meant to track foreign visitors as an anti-terror measure. Indonesia is the only Asian country whose men are required to register. Indonesian diplomats recently were dispatched to Washington to negotiate a more relaxed version of the policy. They brought with them the head of the Bali bombing investigation to show that Indonesia takes the terrorist threat seriously. The Indonesian team was given many assurances, says Marty Netelagawa, chief of staff at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They were told no Indonesian would be detained purely for immigration violations, and the deadline for Indonesians to register was extended by 1 month. But then...
Unfortunately, we still hear reports of our nationals having difficulties.
Since Indonesians began registering in January, some 1,300 have been detained, usually for up to a day. To be released, they must pay bail of between $1,500 and $5,000 on the promise that they return to court. Many decide to leave the U.S. on their own, rather than face what could be years of immigration proceedings. Netelagawa says the more Indonesians are encouraged to leave, the fewer ambassadors the two countries will have.
We truly feel we need to have these Indonesians there, not only for their own sake, but for the sake of better Indonesian-American understandings and relationship.
Anti-war protests in Indonesia have been nonviolent by the country's standards. But the message is staunchly anti-American. Some protesters have specifically targeted the U.S. registration policy, saying it unfairly focuses on religion. 82% of Indonesia's 220 million people are Muslim. Most of them are considered moderate. Robin Bush heads an Islam and Civil Society program for the California-based Asia Foundation. She says Indonesia's mainstream Muslim leaders have worked hard to suppress the militant Muslims' anti-Americanism.
But then when Indonesian citizens are treated as though they're potentially criminal when they live in the United States, that's devastating. And it really, really undercuts the effort here at home, here in Indonesia, by these moderate Muslim leaders to try to maintain this sort of sense of balance and sanity and not let the whole big anti-Western conspiracy thinking that is espoused by the militants take over the mainstream public discourse.
In the coming months, thousands of Indonesians are expected to return to their home country, either on their own or at the behest of the U.S. government. For NPR News, this is Kelly McEvers, Jakarta.